Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasting, Game 7 till the hour. Have a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey. Paul, I need to know. He's the CEO, by the way, of Casey Communications. Paul, your book is Self-Employment for You. You're working on the updated edition, but you've also got a website I want you to tell us about and tell folks how they can benefit from it.
Yeah, it's prospectsforsuccess.com. And what you do is go to the website and you can take the self-employment test. Much of the things that we've talked about today, Jim, are on that site. And once you take the test, then you add up a certain numbers, and then it gets back to you and says your prospects for success. If you score this amount, your prospects are really high. If you score really low, then it says, hey, go back to these personality traits. You can improve on every one of them.
There's don't quit your day job yet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good measure, and everybody who's taken it to me says, I keep asking, and I'd like to have you take it again, Jim.
I'm afraid to, Paul.
You know, and exactly,
after 26 years, I'm afraid to.
It
might hurt my feelings, Paul.
No, you'll be.
You think I'll have a problem with being decisive?
No, I think you're going to score.
How about adversity? You think I'll be okay on adversity?
Yes, you run radio,
but maybe judgment. That's where you might think I might have a problem. Judgment, right?
I didn't say it. You did.
Hey, Paul. What else do we need to know about this?
Well,
about the impact of personality on being a business owner.
I'm doing my second follow-up book, but I'm doing it on something that never wasn't invented 10 years ago, and that's e-book. I'm going to try it on e-book and try to sell it that way. But again, that was nothing that was even in the horizon 10 years
yeah,
ago
that's
when
right.
I wrote my previous book.
That's right. So what are some other things, though, from a personality standpoint we need to know in order to be a better entrepreneur?
I would say, a pragmatic person. That meaning that you, again, we talked a little bit about judgment and hair on fire, but just being realistic about what's going on and just having that ability to balance what's on in front of you and coming down at a really non-emotional decision in terms of how it affects you, but being just a pragmatic.
How about being able to internalize the concept of deferred gratification?
Jim, that's amazing. I'm going through my papers here. I got 20 of them. I just flipped. My next one was delayed gratification. That was it.
If you can't deal with that, have you ever talked to somebody who says, yeah, I'm going to start a small business. I'm ready to make some real money.
Right. And then the next one's get rich quick.
Yeah.
You have that concept in your head because that's how you go into it. And obviously, I think
you can. Both. You can get rich, but quick is not usually part of the equation.
Correct. You should debt. I mean, I'm not saying you're not taking a sign of poverty here. Not at all.
Does it bother you when you see a 21-year-old invent an app in their dorm room and become a billionaire in 6 months? Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't bother me for
rare.
Them, but it just makes me wonder. I mean, don't you think small business people out on Main Street say, well, what am I doing wrong?
Right, and that's what I agree. I agree with you there because it doesn't bother me because it's so rare that it happens. And when it does, you hear about it, but you don't read about the 99 guys who try to create an app and it failed. And that's what happens more. Invention.
Yeah, they're still living in their mother's basement.
That's right. That's right. Reliability would be another one. You're a reliable person. Good listener. Listener's very important. Hear what other people are saying. Delegating your work to other people. Things like that. So, yeah, it's a whole bunch of things that I think over the years I've really picked up and, this is where I think the rubber meets the road. Because I think you can succeed in any business in the sense that if you do a lot of upfront work but again, the type of person you are dictates a lot of whether it's going to be successful down the road.
And I think another thing is, I guess you could call it a personality trait. It's part of who you are. But also maybe the way you were raised. I think trust is such an important element. I believe trust is going to be more important. The more digital we become, the more trust will be a factor in the way we do business. What do you think?
I agree. That's I think that would come under the ethics part of it, trust,
yeah.
ethics and things. That's part mm-hmm. of it, too. And that would go under reliability. Are you a reliable person? Can people trust you to get things done?
Hey, Paul, I gotta wrap it up. I want you to go over the website again and how people can take the test again.
Just visit prospectsforsuccess.com, and then you'll take the 20 questions. It takes about 5 minutes.
No cost, right?
A pretty good idea. Absolutely
no cost.
It's all
free. Prospects.
It's all free to Jim Blasting Games listeners.
There you go. Thank you. Prospectsforsuccess.com. Check it out, folks. And that's Paul Casey's website. Is Self-Employment for You? That's his book, too. You can still get it in paperback. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.